practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a Bible-believing church. And I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid Bible-believing church today and obey Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. This is Independence Weekend. We are celebrating the freedom that we have here in the United States of America. And of course, on Tuesday, we will be celebrating the birth of the United States of America on the 4th of July. And I trust that you'll do that in a very patriotic way. Well, because this is Independence Weekend, we've got a patriotic program that we're putting together for you today. And we're going to begin with our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Let's say together the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now let's listen to another patriotic song entitled, We Love America. I love America. I trust you love America. I still believe that America is the best nation on the face of the earth. Here's the song, We Love America.
We love this land of liberty, our home, America, where we bend the knee. To worship and pray, to choose our own way. where all men are free. For freedom, as we pursue this cause for all mankind in harmony, brothers of all colors, we'll fight tyranny. Hands over hearts.
Indeed, we do love America, at least I love America, and we do have a good bit of freedom in our nation today, much more freedom in our country than most other nations on the face of the earth. We do know that there are those who would do everything that they can to take our freedoms away from us. We must not allow that to happen. We must pray that the Lord would give us the strength to stand for and proclaim liberty all across this nation and around the world, and do everything that we can to maintain it. But I do love America. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you're going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you do not have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be at 6 o'clock. This morning, during our morning service, we will be having a patriotic service, as we always do during our patriotic holiday times. And I would invite you to come on out for that. And then this evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the privilege of commissioning a missionary family who happen to be members of our church to missions. That, of course, would be the Nehemiah Paul family as they go out into the Middle East and with the intent to reach people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a very special service for every local church. And I would invite you, if you want, to come on out and to participate with that this evening at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, always in the midweek, we have our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study for the adults at 7 o'clock, and then the children and youth meetings at 6:30. I do want to remind you that on July the 10th through the 14th, we will be having Vacation Bible School here at the church. It will be from 6 in the evening until 8:45. We will be having classes for all ages, including adults. And I will be teaching the adult class that's entitled Our Spiritual Warfare, God's Victorious Armor. And of course, the theme for the youth and the children is Kingdom Quest. So I'm looking forward to it, and I would invite you to come on out and bring the entire family to the Vacation Bible School here at the Faith Baptist Church, July the 10th through the 14th. And then I want to remind you as we look ahead that on July 31st to August the 4th, the 103rd session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference will be taking place out at Lakemont Park. And, of course, our speaker will be Wendell Calder. Another speaker will be David Kistler. We're going to be having a lot of good music, a good time of fellowship, and even ministry to children and youth. That's the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, July the 31st to August the 4th, and I would encourage you to put that on your calendar. And if you have any questions about anything that we are doing here at the church or the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference or otherwise, don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Certainly contact us if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today, ultimately to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But also today, Father, we have the opportunity to focus on what you've done for us here in the United States of America. Lord, we know that there are people who would love to destroy this nation, and I believe that comes from the pit of hell. But Father, I pray that you'll give us all who do love this nation and appreciate what we have in America, the wisdom to stand up for and to do all that we can, even to fight for the truth that this nation was established upon, that freedom might be continuing to be proclaimed across this nation and around the world. Father, we just pray that you'll use this broadcast for your honor and glory. Lead us in all of the rest of the material that we put together to proclaim over the radio today, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The Battle Hymn of Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. Our God is marching on. Marching on.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 33. Psalm 33 and verse 12, where the Word of God says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." That's Psalm 33 and verse 12. Now, before I deliver a message entitled A Righteous Nation, let's listen to the song America, the beautiful. And I want to encourage you to stop if you can. I know that some of you might be eating breakfast or just getting up or getting ready to go into the shower, or maybe you're on your way to church. I don't know. But listen to this song. Listen to this rendition of America the Beautiful. And as you listen to it, you think about America. What does it mean to you? What has it been down through the years? And what could it be if we keep God in the center of everything that we do? Listen and think as we hear this song, America the Beautiful. I truly do love America, and I think I've told you before in this program that I've had the privilege of being in at least 35 nations of the world, and every time I'm in another country, even though these other countries have their own beauty and distinguishable characteristics, I'm so thankful that I am an American, and praise the Lord for the fact that He has put me in this country. Today, I want us just to focus a little bit on the words of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, where the Word of God says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Let me repeat that. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And I think we all understand what that passage of Scripture is talking about. Righteousness has to do with that which is biblically correct. That which is right in the eyes of the Lord. that which glorifies God. And of course, that means it is that which takes place when you and I, as Christians and as citizens of the United States of America, live up to biblical principles. But then it goes on to say, but sin is a reproach to any people. In other words, sin brings shame to anybody, whether we are talking about an individual person, a group of people, or a nation. Righteousness, doing that which is right in the eyes of God, exalts a nation, but sin brings shame to a nation. The United States of America was founded on biblical principles. That's not saying that every founder was a Christian. It's not saying that everything that they said and did was biblically correct. But when you look back into the right history of our country, not the woke history that people are trying to fabricate today, you will find that this nation was built on biblical principles. Take a look at the United States Constitution. Take a look at the Declaration of Independence, and you will find that both of those documents have a biblical basis. And I fully believe that the reason why God has blessed America the way that He has is because we were built on the right foundation, as He led our founders to lay that foundation of righteousness. What does it take to have a righteous nation? Well, I've listed a number of things here that I'd like to share with you this morning. I don't have the time to elaborate upon them, but I do want to give them to you because I think that they are very important things for you and for me to pray for as it relates to our country, the United States of America. And just listen to these. I trust that you might be able to jot them down a little bit because I think that what I'm going to be giving you now lays the foundation for our prayer and action in America on this Independence Weekend. What is a righteous nation? A righteous nation is a nation that is built upon biblical principles, as the United States of America was, and certainly we need to keep those biblical principles. Secondly, a righteous nation is a nation that recognizes and remembers God. Our founders did recognize God. They sought God's direction. And yet today, we realize there's an attack on God trying to put God out of the picture, even out of our history, if they could do that. There are those who want to take God's name out of our pledge. How sad that is. Number three, a righteous nation is a nation that stands for absolute biblical truth. Absolute biblical truth. We are living in a time when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth, but there is absolute truth, and it's grounded in the Scriptures. Number four, a righteous nation is a nation that stands on the truth, yes, but also has strong pulpits in local churches. Strong pulpits in local churches. I feel that many of our pulpits have been watering down the Word of God down through the years. Our founding fathers had preachers who preached the Word of God, and they followed the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God because the pulpits were strong. Number five, a righteous nation is a nation where the citizens of that nation pray to the God of the Bible and trust God to work. Number six, a righteous nation is a nation that executes justice. Executes justice, that is, that which is right according to truth and according to law and according to the Word of God. How we have fallen from that in recent days here in the United States of America. Number seven, a righteous nation is a nation that remembers and supports and stands with the nation of Israel. God has promised to bless those people, those nations, those who stand with Israel. He will curse those who do not stand with Israel. Let's stand with Israel as long as we have life. Number eight, a righteous nation is a nation that supports life. It does not support any kind of murder or abortion or infanticide or euthanasia, but rather it supports life. Number nine, a righteous nation is a nation that respects the gender that God has given to each person at birth. Did you get that? A righteous nation is a nation that respects the gender that God gives to each person at birth, and they don't try to change that gender. And then number 10, a righteous nation is a nation that has people who respect and attend the local church. for. You see, it's in the local church that we build each other up in the things of the Lord. And a church-going nation will be a strong, righteous nation. Those are just 10 things I give to you this morning, and I know that I went down through them rather rapidly. If you would like to have a copy of them, well, go ahead and contact us. We'll be giving our information for contact in just a few minutes as we end the program. But the fact of the matter is, on this Independence Day, I think it's very important for every one of us to do what we can to build righteousness in our own lives personally through faith in Jesus Christ, through obedience to the Word of God, and then extend that righteousness through proper living in our nation around us. Let's pray for America. Father, I do thank you and praise you for the way that you've brought together the United States of America. I thank you for the biblical foundation upon which she was established. We know that righteousness is that which exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so it's my prayer, Lord, that we will confess our national sins and that we will get back to living a righteous and a godly life personally in the church and in our nation. Lord, bless our country. Send us revival that once again we might see you work in our midst. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on the program today. Now go to church this morning and this evening if you can. And then until we greet you once again by way of radio next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless America. The best is yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.